see the city's ripped back sides. We'll see the bright and hollow sky. We'll see the stars that shine so bright. A size made for us tonight. Oh, the passenger, how it rides. Oh, the passenger, he rides and he rides. He looks through his window. What does he see?
You are tuned in to Boys
Making
Noise
on WMFO in Medford.
That is 91.5 FM. It's 6:08, coming up on 6:09 right
now.
And that was Ricky Eat Acid with Beautiful Girls. Before that, you heard My Bloody Valentine. The track Off Your Face off of their very underrated EP Glider, and then before that you heard the short track L1011. The song is 1969. I think we started off our set, that wasn't us playing music, but there was some Stooges going on. Yeah,
not a bad way to start it off.
So just so people know, my name's Isaac. What's your name?
My name's Jordan.
Hey.
We are happy to be here. It was such a nice day today.
It was absolutely beautiful out there.
Did you get to spend some time outside?
I did some speed walking out there to get from place to place, and I soaked up some rays in that period. Yeah.
As long as you got some rays.
Oh yeah. It was real springy. It was good.
I know. It's great.
I was trying to keep my eyes out for birds' eggs, see if they.
Oh, the birds are kind of going nuts today.
Yeah, to get it moving, you know what I mean?
I don't want them to get too excited because it's not quite spring.
Yeah.
So if you're a bird out there, you know, just settle down.
Yeah, birds, be patient, please. Yeah,
it's a virtue.
Yeah.
But yeah, just really rejoicing off of the nice weather.
You get to
be
out there much?
Be there tomorrow. Yeah, I sat outside on the Prez lawn today.
Wow.
I took a walk today. Also, I would like to... Could I take a moment for a shout-out?
Always.
Okay. So I took my car to the mechanic this week, right?
Right.
And I took it to Alewife Automotive.
Right.
And honestly, it was one of the best... It was an amazing experience. The dude was so nice.
Yes.
Yeah. And so kind. And I just want to give him a plug on the show. If you need work done on your car, go to him at Alewife Automotive.
I'm pretty sure
his name was Tony, and I should know because he was so nice. But
can you describe him so people can recognize him?
Make sure. Yeah, he has right six Tony. Sideburns.
That's six sideburns, not six sideburns.
Yeah, sick sideburns. He talks in a really smooth voice. He's just fun to listen to. He was telling me about tires. I didn't care at all, but I just wanted to listen to his voice more.
That's fantastic.
So yeah, that's my news for today.
That's really good news. In general, I think it's very important that we all come to appreciate our auto mechanics, because it's pretty wild that I would say that the mass majority of people, I'm very tired.
It's okay.
We don't actually know what's going on in our cars.
Yeah.
We're pretty helpless.
He definitely could have like scammed me, but I felt like he had my back.
Yeah, when you get one that's on your side, like that's huge.
Yeah.
And they're very wise. That's a lot of knowledge.
Yeah, this dude really, really likes working on cars. You could tell just by talking to him.
That's a beautiful thing.
So
this next song, does it go out to Tony maybe?
Yeah, this goes out to Tony.
All right.
This song is called Entertainment by B-O-Y-O.
Let it rip.
Thank you.
Alright, hello. Once again, you are tuned into Boys
Making
Noise on WMFO in Medford. What did you just play, Jordan?
I just played three tracks for y'all. First one was Entertainment by Boyo. After that, it was Tori Moi with Ectalon. And then after that, it was Sleep Apnea by Beach Fossils. I saw on their Instagram today that it is the 5-year anniversary of Clash the Truth, which the album that song is on. And that's just crazy.
You want to talk about what the album means to you?
It's one of my favorite albums. I think there's like an introduction into like lo-fi indie rock for me, and since then I've always liked it. So yeah.
Gotten deep into your blood.
Mm-hmm. I think Beach Fossils is one of the bands that stuck with me for the longest.
Do you remember the first time you heard them? Or the era of the first
time?
Yeah,
I mean, I was in high school. Probably like a junior in high school.
What were you up to when you'd listen to them?
I would listen to it in the back of the bus.
Back of the bus?
All alone.
Hmm.
Yeah. what did you play? Or did you already announce that?
We already talked about it.
Okay.
Yeah. Should we move into more music?
Okay, dude.
Cool. Unless you have a game or something you want to dive into.
Get back to me. I'll think about it.
Okay, cool. In the background here, we got Ahmad Jamal. With what is this one? Poinciana. I can't say the name very well, but it's Poinciana, and it's off a record with the same title. We're gonna move right into let's do some you know, country and older blues R&B music, if that's okay.
I'm down. I'm with it.
All right.
Train I ride 16 coaches
That was Chet Atkins, or Atkins, I don't know. Okay. And Dolly Parton, of course, with Dolly's song, Do I Ever Cross Your Mind? I really love that version. I like how you hear them mess up, and then they laugh about it.
Yeah.
It warms my heart.
Sweet.
It's a very springy song. It's like the best porch music.
Mm-hmm.
And before that was Junior Parker with Mystery Train. We were talking a lot about trains the other day.
What were we saying?
We were just talking about, I don't remember the exact phrase you said, but you're talking about, like, we talked about this for a long time, don't give me that. Oh. Yeah, well, we did, so that's the story. No, you're talking about how luxurious it is and how relaxing it is.
Yeah, I remember saying that, like, a train is the optimal transportation for just chilling out.
There you go. That's what I was looking for.
It's true. Yeah. I like to think of this radio show kind of like a short train ride.
Ooh.
You just plop down in that comfy seat.
Let us take you there.
Yeah.
Let the music take you
there.
We're
going places, baby. I thought we were going to do a synchronized woo.
I thought we were going to do train sounds. So,
miscommunication.
All right, well, those are my two tracks for now. We'll roll it on over to you and then probably throw in a PSA.
Yeah, cool. I got some more slow, folky songs.
Cool.
To match the mood.
Sounds great, thank you. Boys Making Noise, let me know.
Staring in the mirror. please don't be mad at me, and don't be as sad as me. You've got lots of life left, I can see. The start of another year, and another life in a year. And sometimes when you miss being with me here, you know, we got no need to be sad for me. I've got lots of love left. Thank you.
慣れてる時お前は来た。打ちのめされてる時お前は来た。優しく寄り添うように笑いかける。妙なもの来る。
cool in the nighttime, yes. I climb to the window and down to the street. I'm shining like a new dime. The downtown trends are full for all those Brooklyn girls that try so hard to break out of their little worlds. Well, you wave your hand and the skylight glows. They have nothing that will ever capture your heart. They're just thorns without the rose. Be careful of them in the dark. Oh, if I was the one you chose to be your only one. Oh yeah, can't you hear me now? Can't you hear me now? I see you tonight. In your doorway, I walk down your street and past your gate. I stand by the light of the four-way. You watch a massive fall. Oh baby, they all have heart attacks. They stay at the carnival, but they'll never win you back. I see you tonight. Run on downtown. Every night is just the same. Oh, baby, will I see you tonight?
If the electrical power and everything else that depends on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet, shut down, would you freak out?
Ah!
How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready-to-eat food to last 3 days? How about a week?
No.
Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergencies can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. This has been a public service message from Ready.gov and WMFO in Medford.
That was brought to you by Jordan.
And sound effects by Isaac.
Thank you. All right, once again, I was worried. I thought you were going to choke.
On my spit?
Like, actually, like, yeah, I was worried about you.
Yes, I'm salivating a lot. I don't know why.
This is 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. We are the boys.
Making noise. Nice.
Right before this, you heard Tom Waits with Downtown Train. And then before that, you had Donnie and Joe Emerson with Don't Fight. And then Shintaro Sakamoto with Extremely Bad Man. And then, did you announce yours yet, Jordan? I don't think so.
Played Happy Baby Pose by Flashlight O. Before that, it was Thanks by Lamalda. And Haze by Angelo De Augustine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. We got 10 minutes left. You have enough music to finish us out here?
Sure. I think I do.
All right.
I've been really into this new band called Triathlon. So I'm going to play a few tracks off their new album that dropped this week. So stay tuned.
Yeah, and stick around. Was it LFOD? Is that who's next? Is that right?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so. All right. You ready?
Yep.
Hit it. I'm feeling things that I haven't felt, like my body type. I'm doing my workouts high. I'm floating by like an ocean's gone.
crash into a cloudy sky. My boys and I just living life, and I never thought I'd say this, but I'm feeling fine. I try to say what's on my mind. Watch me take it slow.
This way.